All right, we're at the Mishnah. All right, this next sugya. It's very good that we saved this sugya for before Shavuos. This next blot is one of the most interesting blot in Lomdus, in the Homosefta. If you get into it and you appreciate it, you'll have a big geschmack from it. What we're going to deal with in this next sugya are inyanim that are very much lemaisa and hilchos shcheinim. I don't think anybody in this room had gefes or zevel to put, or even a bar to dig next to their neighbor anytime recently, and certainly not anytime soon. And it's not going to have it in Tyro, but putting a tanor or rechayim in your house. Next sugyas, though, discuss a couple of inyanim that are very negay al halacha and also very, very interesting. And if you'll put your kaifis into it and you look around in the achrayim, you'll get a big geschmack. The nidayim that are coming up in this blot. Number one, the nidain of noise. If a neighbor makes noise, how much another neighbor can be ma'akiv on him? Which is, of course, a common issue. The second is the inyan of a yeshiva or a shul, or for that matter, any public building that's being built on a person's block. And the people on the block want to be ma'akiv because they say that it's going to be a lot of noise, going to be a lot of traffic. Whether they have a right to be ma'akiv. The third is the shaila of whether a yid is allowed to sell to a guy. The neighbors don't want, it's a yiddish block, and they don't want somebody to sell to a guy. They have a taina that he's selling to a guy, and that has to do with the taisris loy masayfer armoy, which is a chafalot of an aleph. Third inyan. And the fourth inyan, a chafal from a base, is the inyan of what people call hasagas gavul. When you're allowed to open a business near someone else's business, there's a competition. All these four inyanim are inyanim that are geshmak to learn. And besides, it's a Kana Rabbi Shua ben Gamla. But if you don't put the time and sit down and learn it properly, you're not going to get the geshmak from it. You're cheating yourselves. So put in the time to have a proper Havana, and I think you'll get what you have to out of it. Let's start with the Mishnah. The Mishnah deals with the first inyan. It's totally in the Mishnah. The Gemara doesn't really deal with it. And that is the nidain of one of the Bnei Achatzer who's doing something that's going to make noise, that's mafriya the other neighbors. Rather, I find it an interesting sugya because I have had my shaila all the years when I made my Purim Masiba in the house. So before I started, I asked my neighbors on each side if they mind, because there's music till 1:30 in the morning, if it bothers them. And I asked the neighbor on each side, and both of them said, and they really meant it, that they like it, they want it, and they even came in during it, and they meant to believe Shalom. They had no problem with it. Later, it became clear that there was someone further down the block who had a problem with it. And at that point, first of all, I had a chazak, if you could have a chazak for such things. As a matter of fact, I had a chazak even before they bought that house. I was doing it, and I was misupik if it's something they have a right to be ma'akiv on, and. Let's see if we can figure out what the halacha is based on learning the Mishnah and understanding the Mishnah based on the Shitas HaRishayim. Let's see. The Mishnah says, Chanusha b'chatzer, yachalim ches b'yadei v'lai malai, eini yachalisha mikael ha-nechnasim u'mikael ha-yaitzim. He says, I'm unable to sleep, there's too much traffic here, and therefore I could stop you. So here it says the Farish in the Mishnah that if somebody's making too much, not making, is causing too much noise, that you can, that a shachin could say stop. Aval oisa kelim b'yaitzer o'mecha b'techa shuk. If he wants to have a store, he can manufacture something, he can manufacture it, and take it and sell it in the shuk. Any yachal limchas b'yad v'loy malay. Any yachal ishan loy mekal apatir, shloy mekal arachayim, v'loy mekal tinaikis. He can't say that you're banging, you're making a kelim, there's too much noise. And because there's too much noise, I want to be makib on you. That you can't say. V'loy mekal tinaikis. And also you can't complain about the noise of children, which is going to be the Gemara right away. Mashna Reisha, Mashna Seifa. The Gemara is Mashna Reisha, Mashna Seifa. Don't make a mistake. That's only going on Tinaikis. The Mashna Reisha, Mashna Seifa has nothing to do with what we're going to talk about today. At least the first part of today. The Shaila of whether you could, someone making noise, whether you have a right to stop them, is only a Shaila on is only in them dealt with in the Mishnah. It's nothing to do with the Gemara. The Gemara goes into the dinim of a Dvar Mitzvah, of a Yeshiva. But the dinim of Mishnah Resha, Mishnah Sefer that the Rishonim ask is different. Rishonim say that the two Fs in the Mishnah are a contradiction. The first part of the Mishnah says that you could stop someone because of noise, and the second part of the Mishnah says you can't. The Gemara doesn't deal with that. It's just this one Mishnah. What's the terrors? Why in the Reisha you could say, close your store, I can't sleep because of the Nisnasim V'yaitzim. The Reisha says noise is something that you could stop someone. And the Sefer says, you can't stop someone. If I want to manufacture things in my house, you can't stop me from doing it. I am making noise, tough on you. Let's say I want to learn how to play the drums. So I want to play the drums in my house. So the Mishnah says that it's mutter. The Perish and the Sefer, the Mishnah, that I can do it. The Perish and the Reisha, that I can do it. So we have to understand what's the difference, the Reisha and the Sefer. I think different people will have different opinions on the matter. Whether I'm allowed to, let's say I live in an apartment house, Shkiyach, an apartment house, people complain. I wake up 4 o'clock every morning. People downstairs complain that when I walk around upstairs, I wake them up. They're right or they're wrong. You can stop me, you can't stop me. It's totally in this Mishnah. The Reisha of the Mishnah says, he says, I can't sleep, so you could stop me. The Sefer of the Mishnah says, any yachalim chitzbiyada. So the question is, what's the difference in the Reisha, what's the difference in the Sefer? The Mishnah is very ambiguous, it doesn't say clearly. And in fact, if you look at the Rishayim here, there are three shitas in the Rishayim. After Gevara had to go to Halacha, there are three shitas in the Rishayim. And they're rochik like from Mizrach to Maariv. Tremendous, tremendous difference in the three shitas. The Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ritva all name on that you can't stop someone for noise. Noise is not something you can stop anybody. I, the Reisha. So they say, Kael ha-nechnosim v'hayoytzim doesn't mean noise. It means traffic. There are going to be people coming to the store, parking in front, or standing in front. And their lashon is, marba olayas haderech. When I want to go home, I'm going to have to go all around all these people. And it's a tircha in the chatzar itself, because I have a problem with the people in the chatzar. And they say meferish, the word koil is lav davka. That the ikar problem here is the noise, that's lav davka. If you medayik in Tosis Mishna, it could be Tosis all this way also. That the noise is not the issue. The issue is the fact that people are standing around, there's traffic in the chatzar. And that's my issue. I, the Mishnah says, Kyle, they say lav davka. The Shuri of Shmuel, he tries to explain why the word Kyle would make sense with a pilpul, but I don't know why it's mefalpul. The Rishonim say beferish that the Kyle is lav davka. It means the tumult of all the traffic. It's inconvenient.
What happens when I had a
Okay, so the Rashba doesn't address that. We have to address that. What happens if he had a chazaka? He has a store there for many years, and now someone wants to be ma'akif. So Ashkafa Rishayna, I would say, it's the same as every chazaka. It's the same as every chazaka, and it's okay. We'll see in a minute, it may not be so pashit. So we'll see. Okay, this is the shita of the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva. We'll call it the Ramban for short. But this is a shita number one. The Lashon Mishnah, I can't sleep. It's a very big darkness like that. Because that's saying it doesn't mean I can't sleep. It means I can't function. You're right. The Lashon, any Yachalishim, Nekalah, Nechazim, Kalayayit. They say it's a lav dafka, the Dika Lashon. It means it's a whole tumul. I can't say more. That's what they say. I can't help it. The second shita is Shitas Rashi. And the diuk is from a Rashi on the top of the next Amid, the Gemara. Then we understand Rashi as always fits best at the pshat. Rashi says the difference is when you're making noise in your own house, you're the other person who lives there, and you're making noise. You could do whatever you want. Anything, some has to be normal. I don't know. You could just make noises. But you can do anything. It's normal for people to play the drums. Now, most people don't play the drums. But there are people who play the drums. If you want to play the drums, you can play the drums. If you want to get at 4 o'clock in the morning, you can get at 4 o'clock in the morning. If you want to have a rechayim, you can have a rechayim. Anything that's koel habo machmas atzmai that comes because of the people, it's tough on you. If somebody has a house, he's got 10 children, and they're all under bar mitzvah, and it's always noisy. So you live next door, so you know, enjoy it. It's a wonderful sound of Yiddish kinder, you know. But if you don't like it, move away. It's your tough. He lives in his house. He's living normally. It doesn't mean he's allowed to go bang on the walls. But it means that he's allowed. That's Rashi Shita. It's the in-between Shita. Rashi says some noises are okay, some noises are not okay. The Rambam, and you have to be careful because as always, the Rambam doesn't explain the Gemara, he just says the Halacha. The Rambam says in Perek Vav, Halacha Yudeis, he brings this din. He says that noise, you could always complain about noise. You could always be ma'akiv on noise. Saya rechayim, saya a patish, you could be ma'akiv on any noise. However, our Mishnah is talking, if you have a chazaka already, your mosik, no one was meicha, we had a machlaikis, Shechainim need 3 years or don't need 3 years. Let's say with 3 years. You've been there for 3 years already. No one said anything. So you get a chazaka. You're allowed to keep on doing what you're doing. However, by a store, it's different. Because by a store, who makes the noise? Not the store owner. The customers. The customers make a chazaka. Make a noise. So the Rambam, the customers don't have a chazaka. There's different customers every day. There's no one customer that has a chazaka to always be there. So in the Reisha, the reason you could stop is because the Nechnasim V'yaitzim. You could stop the people who are coming and going. They have no right to come. They don't have a chazaka. In the Sefer, it's talking about the person who lives there. He has a chazaka. People that were living there, I mean, if they went to the schanus, the people that were there could continue to go. It's not only that, it would be a type of chanus where they come every morning. Let's say they sell danishes in the morning, the same people come every morning. It would seem like the Rambam that that would be good. That's what it sounds like. But it would seem that it's okay.
Doesn't the Rambam have a bit of Pasanka with the Rambam or Musa in it?
But Derech HaRabim is such a thing.
Rabbi
is a right. But I don't think shopping in the store, it's a multitude of people. It's not a Tzarech HaTzibur. It's not the community that needs it. It's many individuals that need it. So I don't think that has a din of a rabbin. A yeshiva would have a din of a rabbin, like we learned in the Gemara. It's an Inyan Shel Tzibur. But something that's an Inyan Shel Harbe Yechid, and some not. If the store won't be open, they'll go to a different store. We'd only store the community. We can clarify.
There's ways around it. The fact that Rabbi has a to
I hear what you're saying, but the other rabbis we see from here that customers at a store don't have a dinner of a rabbi. That's the what comes out from here. What? So what's found the sefer mikal tinaikis? So that's the Gemara's kasha. Mishnah sefer. Why is it called tinaikis? And the Gemara has to answer because of tinaikis shobes rabba. In a rachinam, tinaikis would be a problem. That's right. That's the Gemara's kasha. So Gemara is asking if you have a. So teretz is the Gemara's teretz that there was a takana of shobes rabba. What? You're right, so it'll be also Nikaradin. And it's only Mutta because it's a Takana of Yishuv and Gamla. Because Tanaka Shabbos Rabban, we're going to have to understand what the Takana of Yishuv and Gamla exactly to write. But the Panachi Nami. What? Someone who's only. That's a good question. All right, 1 second. All right, these are the three Shitas. So someone told me he has somebody upstairs in the apartment house that gets up early in the morning and he walks with heavy steps. You know, they always dramatize, he makes noise, he bothers him. So I said, what do you do? He said he takes the broom and he bangs on the ceiling to stop him. So I told him, well, he's probably allowed to walk. And you're probably not allowed to bang on the ceiling. No? Walking, let's see. According to the Rashi, but it's certainly mutter. According to Rashi, it's certainly mutter. According to the Rambam, you need a chazaka for walking. Prelapatish, you need a chazaka. You need a chazaka for walking, Mistam not. But to bang on his floor, Mistam is also, you're going to wake up his wife. So, first thing you have to do when someone tells you these things is you have to ask them what sugya they're basing it on. What sugya they're basing their complaints on. And, last week on Thursday night we had to see him on Sunday night we had to see him on the Sechtes Nazim of the shul. Little to see him, someone came running in on the block. Hask is building bought a house to put some of these children in, so I already saw a sign having a meeting to stop them. So middle this lady comes in, she says, Rabbi, you have to help stop them. I said, why should we stop them? It's wonderful. She says, but they're not allowed to do it. So I asked her which Siman of Shulchan Aruch she's basing this, did you know? So we had a very interesting conversation. And at the end, she said, okay, you're a tzaddik, you would let them be on your block. I'm not such a tzaddik. She right or she's wrong, right? That's the next sugya. That's the Gemara. But right now we're dealing with the noise issue, so we have here three sheets. Now, you have to realize the Rashba and the Rambam are not necessarily mutually exclusive. It could be the Rambam is moided to the din of the Rashba, and the Rashba moided to the din of the Rambam. We'll have to see when we make a cheshbon. We're going to jump alright, there's a lumdus yet in the Rambam. There are two ways to go now. There's a lumdus that everyone tumbles about in Kavanas Rambam. And then there's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, and it says in Halacha. I think for today, I'll stick with the Halacha, but you have to know that there seems to be a steer in the Rambam. There's a second Rambam, which deals with the issue of noise, which seems to be Saisa, this Rambam. And there's a stipler, Evan Ozel, I think the stipler brings to Evan Ozel about it, I hope, to come back to it. But again, the Geshmak in the Sugya is taking out the Shulchan Aruch, and going through the Shittas. So for the while, I'd like to put aside the tumult over the Rambam and go straight to what it says in the Halacha, and I'm hoping that those of you that are going to get into the Sugya properly are going to take out the Shulchan Aruch tomorrow and go through Simi Kuf Nun Vav, Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph, Beis and Gimel are the dinim of noise and the dinim of Mandi Tinaikas. The Shulchan Aruch brings the Rambam Shita, and the Ramah brings Rashi Shita. The Rashi Shita is out of the loop. It's not brought down in the Mechaber Ramah of our Sugya. We'll have to see if it's Negei or not. We'll see in a few minutes. But in what's brought down in Shulchan Aruch is the Mechaber brings the Rambam Shita, and the Ramah brings Rashi Shita. Which means that after all is said and done, if we have a machlokes the Rambam and Rashi, we're going to have to figure out what to do based on the old Rabbi Kivega with Kimli. When you have a machlokes, who's the one that has a right to say Kimli? The one making the noise or the neighbor? That's a little complicated. But let's see. Let's start from the beginning. The Shulchan Aruch brings that you don't have a chazaka on noise, these types of noises, unless you have your 3 years, your mufsik. But if somebody wants to start to make noise, so he can't, he has no right to start to make noise, because the neighbors have a right to stop. But not only that, if all the neighbors are masking, and one of the b'nei ha-chotzer is ma'akiv, says the Shulchan Aruch, he has a right. Don't vote bus a right. Right doesn't count. Every single neighbor has his right to be not disturbed, and since every individual has a right not to be disturbed, even one member could be ma'akiv. So even if you have one neighbor doesn't like it, you tell him, well, everybody doesn't mind, and you mind, you could say, alright, but I mind. The Ramah says no, that's only a koil that's bar machmas acherim. In my own house I could do whatever I like, and outside, the koil haba machmas acherim, that's the koil haba machmas acherim, that you can be ma'akiv, even from the beginning. See this. Yeah. Okay, so that's an issue which we have to be mevar. What happens when Rashi says I could do in my house? Lamb is something that's normal to do in the driveway. So I want to make a barbecue in the driveway, or I want to I have my grandchildren, they're going to come and play in my driveway. And it makes noise Shabbos afternoon. My neighbor says I want to sleep Shabbos afternoon. And I share driver with them. I tell them, I'm sorry, it's my house. I have a right to do what I want. And I want my kids to play outside. It's not an imagined shiloh. It's a common shiloh. Doesn't mean dafke in my house. It doesn't mean even in the outside. Now Rashi's lashon on the top Rashi is kol haba machmas acherim. Rashi says, by yeshiva, even though it's a koel abah machmas acherim, lo imatzi mechuyen. Normally, a koel abah machmas acherim, you could be meichel. Here, a koel abah machmas acherim, you can't be meichel. By yeshiva, you can't be meichel. But normally, you could. Acherim, it doesn't mean your children and grandchildren. Acherim means people coming from outside who are not part of the members of my family. It's mistaver that when we say my house, it's not after my house. It means whatever I normally do in my yard, I can normally do in my yard also. And that the others can't be mad. The Sivis is mesupik. Like the Rambam, it's unclear what is the geder of things that are mutter without a chazaka. It can't be that all noise is mutter with, is usta without a chazaka. Somebody's going to tell me, I don't want you to pull into the driveway at night. Can't be. So that's something that we still have to be mevarer. Light shitas harambam, what's the gather of noise that's mutter? Rambam only tells us that patish and rechayim with a chazaka works, without a chazaka doesn't work. Okay? That's patish and rechayim. But at kedei, how much? What's mutter? What's not mutter? The Rambam. And certainly, I don't think anybody, the Rambam would argue, Rashi, if I want to get up 4 o'clock in the morning and walk around in my house, the person can't be makiv on me. It's still in my house. It's a normal noise. So this is a thing that needs still hesber. And as I said, there's still one piece of the Rambam that we haven't touched on, which Mitzvah will come back to. And that is still remains ambiguous. The Pischei Tshuva brings the Tshuva to some side. Seif has a shaila that someone that wanted to open, sounds like a bar in his house. It doesn't say bar, it says he wanted to sell wine in his house, and people are going to come and drink. What's his taina? It's a chanus, that, or whatever the explanation is, chanus is osur, they call him a chanus by yaitzim. His taina was, I'm only going to be open by day, not at night. I'm only going to be open by day, not by night. What does Rashi say? That Kail Acherim is Aser, because of the Lashna Mishnah. Eidi Yochalisha, the Kalai Nechlas, and the Kalai Yaitzim. I can't sleep because of people coming and going. He says, I'm not going to be open at night. I'm only open by day, not open at night. And Meila, you can't stop me. There's no kol nechnas, no kol yaitz. There's no issue. Aye, the Mishnah says it's aser. He says in the time of the Mishnah, the stores were open 24 hours. They're open at night also. Is that mistaken? The stores are open 24 hours. He says yes. We had a daf of testament days, the beginning of the sugya of Chesnes Abadim, that chazaka has to be by day and by night. The Gemara said, "Moide Rabbuna b'chanusa de mechuza d'liyamam avido l'leila l'yavid." The Gemara says, "Mechuza, they had these strange stores; they were only open by day and not by night, so you couldn't get a chazaka in 3 years." Why says a chiddush in mechuza? They had chanusa de mechuza, only open by day, not open by night. Why says normal stores were open by day and by night? It doesn't mean we picture a store; it means a person has a house. And someone rings the bell, and the Nachman comes in and buys. So someone sells something from his house, so whenever a customer comes, he comes by day, he comes by day, he comes by night, he comes by night. But it was open by night, when people have to go to sleep. But I'm going to open up a store that's only a store by day, it should be mutter. So this was the das of the shayim, the sub-cipher. It would come out a tremendous chilek. Because we pass it like Rashi. It will come out if we understand, like the Shoyl, that you could stop a Koil of Acherim that's only when you sleep. Maybe Shabbos afternoon would also be a time that's normal to sleep. But a time that's not normal to sleep, it can't be makiv on me. That's the das of the Shoyl for the Sam Sefer, which is all brought in the Pesach Tshuva. Sam Sefer answers, he says, first of all, it's not true. Not true, the stores were open by day and by night. That's not pshat in the Gemara. The pshat is, these stores used to be in their house. So by day the store was open, by night they slept there. So they got a chazak. Chanusa, the mechuza, was a chanus where they didn't live. So if they didn't live there, in the Mela, there's no chazak at night. That doesn't mean the store is open by day and by night. Not a stavar. He brings the pasuk in Nehemiah that the day is for work and the night is for resting. So he says it's not true. Zokter Sotsaifer. This which the Rajba learns that our Mishnah means because of traffic. Rashi doesn't disagree with that. That's a taina. Rashi doesn't disagree that the Ramban and Rashba say that traffic is a taina. He's also made that's a taina. In Svara, it doesn't make sense that noise is a taina and traffic is not a taina. Remember, the Rashba holds noise is not a taina. He says traffic is a taina. Does Mustaba that Rashi, who holds even noise is a good taina, will be minded that traffic is a taina? It's a slab dafka noise. It's all the mafriyim, all the tirchis that normal people consider to be a tircha, because there's a lot of traffic. All these tainis are legitimate tainis. And memela, just the fact that you only open by day is not a tain. However, it's up to some sefer. The tayin tainis, that a bar is different than a store. In a store, people wait online outside. There's traffic outside. My bar, it's only people, the people are going to come in. They're going to sit inside and drink. No lines outside. That's the type of thing people wait outside. People only inside. So to this, the Sof Sefer is masking. That means if you take both cheshbonos, out noise, you're not open at night. And out traffic, it's not a mitzvah, so there's going to be a lot of traffic. He says if you solve both kindness, but for some cipher, I'm asking that it's mutter. You have to take off the Rashba's taina, take off Rashi's taina. He says it's mutter. He says, however, you can only sell wine and not schnapps. He says, because if you sell schnapps, the goyim are going to come to buy, and they're going to go drunk in the chatzar, and they're going to break the windows, they're going to steal. He says, then they can be ma'akiv. He says, goyim only drink schnapps, they don't drink wine. You sell wine, that's a Jewish mashka. So you're not going to get too much Goyish business. I don't know if it pays to be open, just Jews were never very good at being drunk. So I don't know how much business they'll have, but maybe it's a yeshivish neighborhood. And anyway, but that's the truth of Sefer. That's a very sadistic truth. Because the Chasam Sefer is taking what we learned and pushing it into Halacha L'Maaseh. He's saying that Halacha is like Rashi, which Ashkenazim passed in like the Ramban. But Lemaisa, the halacha is like the chumrah of the Rashba too. That both cheshbonos come into play. Any ikuv comes into play. And Memela, this is the Lemaisa that comes out of the page of Shulchan Aruch. Pashut, you learn the page of Shulchan Aruch. Or it's Lidi Dan, we go with the Ramah. This is what comes out in the halacha lemaisa of this mishnah, the sugya, the shitsa rishainim, a pretty clear halacha lemaisa. We used to being very confused. It's not confusing. Once you start working with the Rambam, it gets confusing. If your neighbor is a Sfardi and he says, I pass it to the Rambam, you're going to have to work things out again. But at least as long as we stick with the Ramah, and we have this some cipher who packages it for us very neatly, we have a very clear halacha lemaisa. There are a few ha'aris, but like I said, the halach is clear. Every case that comes up, so you have to deal with it. You have to figure out how it works. But one thing, Rashi is 100% clear. What I do in my house, myself, without outsiders, with my mishpacha, I'm allowed to do. I'm allowed to do, and some has to be something normal, but you get a patish, I want to manufacture things in my house. There's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can do. Now, a few ha'aris are this idiom. Besides the Rambam, as I said, I want to come back to it today, tomorrow. But I'd like you to get this klar, and then we'll go to the second step, which is yeshivas and yonim mitzvah. Mechlal, I'd like to learn how to learn up a gemara with halacha, with the Shulchan Aruch, the Paiskim. Few nekudas that need a hesder. Two nekudas I don't understand. The Ramah brings an exception. He says if there's a chayla in the house, then you can't make noise. Then he can stop you from making a kol patish, a kol rechayim. There's a chayla who says he has to sleep, then you have to allow him to. I'm not sure I understand what that's talking about. From where does it come? There's a chayla. So what is it? Din hilchos shcheinim? It's a din in Bikur Chaylim. Where does it come from? I have a right to make noise. Now, my neighbor has fever. He says, listen, you get up 4 o'clock every day. I have fever. Tomorrow morning, if I wake up 4 o'clock, it's going to affect my health. So where does this come from exactly? Is it din of mazik? Now it'd be mazik you. Where does it come from? Any clue? What? So what overall? I have a right to do my normal thing. Now it's a sakana, of course, I can't leave a sakana. No, sakana, it's going to make someone sick. So I tell him, listen, I get up 4 o'clock every day. You don't feel well, so go to your mother's house for tonight. Why could your being sick stop me from doing what Rashi holds I have a right to do? Does Dina Yisr? So here, what could I do? I'm not allowed to make noise because it's Dina Yisr. That's what it means. So why is Dina Yisr more if he's sick than if he's not sick? A lot of shterim. He's sick. And if he's always sick, he's an old person, so I can never do it. I'm not awake up early because he's shterim. Of course, sir, I understand. He's sick. He should be nice. But in halacha, I don't understand it. Halacha, I talk about. That's the way I understand Dina Yisr. If he's sick. What? Yeah, if it's a separate takana, I would have no problem. They would say, there's a takana to Rabbanan, that neighbors, when the neighbors are sick, you have to be careful. I would understand. Not necessarily. Who says that I have to give to him? Maybe he has to give to me. He doesn't feel well. I get up in the morning. What should I do? There are certain things that I see say Yashavat type. There are things they're not finani. If that's pshat, then that's pshat. I'm not sure. I also don't understand. Is this thing about the neighbor being sick dafka noise, or is it the rest of the parak also? Anything else? There are limits on how much, and most of the parak is damage to property, not to people. But that's one nekuda I don't see. The other nekuda I didn't understand is the following. I'm opening a store, and you're allowed to stop me. And remember, everyone holds you allowed to stop me if I open a store. That's not a machlokes, that's the Mishnah. Everyone holds you could stop me, just the Rambam holds even with a chazak, he could stop me, and the Rashi holds the dafka with that. Why could you stop me? I'm allowed to do things in my house. Teretz is, the nechnasim v'yotzim, they make noise. So why don't I tell you, listen, I'm allowed to open a store. You have a taina on the nechnasim v'yotzim, take them to a din taina. They're the ones that are making the noise, they're the ones that are making the traffic. You have a taina, your taina is on them. I'm goyrim that they come. Now, if I had hanor from their noise, is one thing. I just want them to come and buy by me. They wait in line outside. I'm not interested they should wait in line inside. Let everyone come every 10 minutes and I'll be happy. Just that's not the way it works. What's the pshat? You could stop me because of the nechnasim v'yotzim. If it's a takon of shcheinim, I understand. But if it's a din that you have a taina on nechnasim v'yotzim, what's that to do with me? I'm a goyrim that nechnasim v'yotzim come. Okay. I'm a goyrim. So if that's grama, then it's also grama ben ezekin. You can't, it's only not b'dinei adam, it's only b'dinei shemayim. What? It's a secretion. If I open a store, it's going to cause it to happen. Vaita in Nizikin, even a psikresha, you can only stop me if it's psikresha is called Bari Hazeka. Bari Hazeka, the only limitations to when a grama, even by Bari Hazeka, this type of thing where they're going to make noise, you can stop me. The way I understand from the Peskin, the stores weren't like our stores. You walk around inside, the people used to line up outside. That's what it seems like. So it depends how many customers come, you know. I'd be happy to have fewer customers. Always have a parnasa. Aye, many customers are coming. So it's a taina on them. You should pick up a sign, customers should come into the Rechatzah one at a time. Not so clear in Lomdis, and halacha I know, the halacha is at the time. In Lomdis, it's not so clear to me what the Hagdorah of this Inyan is, what the gather of the Inyan is. It's a tremendous nafkamina. I mean, if let's say I want to make a simcha on Purim, so you have a taina that I'm playing music in my house, so I'm doing it in my house. Do what I want in my house. If you have a taina that people are coming and going, and I was saying that's a taina. So if you have a taina on the traffic, on the tumult in the street, from all the people, that's a taina. What I'm doing in my house, it seems to be not a taina. I'll say, listen, I don't want anybody hanging out in the street. You want to come to my house on Purim? You come only when there's room to come in, don't hang out in the street. That's what I'll tell my neighbors, that's what I do. I never works that way, there are always people outside. What do you want from me? It's a taina on them. Hire a guard and have him stand outside and not let anybody hang around the street. It seems from this halacha, that's not emes. That if I do something, there are going to be people outside, it's a taina on me. That's what seems from the first seems from here. It seems it's davar hamakid. I'd rather have one lomdis on Purim that may or may not be a taina. There's halacha in Shulchan Aruch, I'm sure you all heard of it. If somebody celebrates on Purim, and from his celebration he's mafik someone, he's patur. There's halacha, someone's dancing on Purim. If from his dancing, he bangs someone's glasses and breaks their glasses. Or at a wedding. If you're dancing at a wedding, and you break someone's glasses, because you swing out your hand and someone's glasses break, Shulchan Aruch and Chashim Yishmet says you're patur. Someone who's Isaac and Simcha Shal Mitzvah, Viva Sameach, and he rips someone's suit, he breaks someone's clothing, breaks someone's kelim, you're potter. There's that in Shulchan Aruch. And that's halacha. Does that hold true for Niske Shechinim also? I tell you the same thing. At the end of the day, I'm a mazik. What else is it? I'm a mazik. I'm not magic your glasses, I'm magic you, you can't sleep. Okay? I'm magic you. So if I'm magic you, then the kaitaina, I'm doing it, I'm an Isaac Besimchas Purim. And there's a kula in Isaac Besimchas Purim. It's the taina. I don't know. Maybe it's a tiny bit. It's not a tiny bit, I'm not sure. At any rate, this is what comes from the Mishnah. We're going to come back to the Rambam tomorrow. Let's start the Gemara today. And we'll get to the second aspect of our discussion. And there's a lot here in the Gemara that's very gishmak. It's kind of Rishon Begamla Bechlau. But the kind of how yeshiva is supposed to look and how it's supposed to run is interesting takana itself. But our main sugya is the takana of Niske Shechinim. So let's try to focus on that. Let's see the Gemara. Maishno Reisha, Maishno Seifa, Amar Abaya, Seifa Osir Mechatz Acheres. We're going to have to deal with that. Abaya holds Chatzar Acheres, even if it makes enough noise to shter you, Chatzar Acheres is different. If you pass him like that or not, it's not clear. Because Amalei Ravi, Hachi, Lisni Chatzar Acheres Mutter. Sounds like Rav is not masking to that. Rav says that's not the Mashmois HaMishnah. The Mishnah doesn't say Chatzar Acheres Mutter. It's Mashma. Rabbi has no problem with the Lomdis, but he says it's not just not emes. Why does it say that in the Mishnah? Elomar Rava, say for us and let's see that Kesher Beis Rava. And now you did. There's a special din of Tilekish al Beis Rabban, that even though they're making noise, even though they're making problems, you can't be ma'akiv on Tilekish al Beis Rabban. But the Kodesh of Yeshua ben Gamla ve'eloch, the Amr of Yehuda Amr Rav, the Ram Zachar Isi Ishlatayv, Shemayim, they're machshiv him very much, Yeshua ben Gamla Shemayim, I think it was a Kohen Gadol, it says, in Rashi. Shelmalehu nishtakach Torah v'Yisrael. Originally, if you didn't have a father, or you had a father who wasn't able to teach, you were stuck. Why? It's the father's job to teach his son. Nachrayus is the father to teach his son. So before the Takana, we held that the tzibur is not mechayif to teach kids. No chiyuv to raise money in the tzibur to pay children his father doesn't teach him. Iskinu, first they made a takana shiumalat myeshiva malam de tilakis for Yerushalayim. They had yeshivas in Yerushalayim, my daughter's community, and they tire. So what does that mean? A funny thing. In the beginning, all people whose father didn't teach them Torah had to go learn out of town. Unless he lived in Yerushalayim. But somebody lived in outside of Yerushalayim. A strange thing. They made a takana, yeshivas on Yerushalayim. You want to go learn? You go learn Yerushalayim. So, mishiyesh lo yav, ha yamalei, mai lo yam alamdei, mishayim lo yav, lo yav, lo yav, lo yav, lo yav, lo yav. So then they made a second stage. Ha yamishivu cha plach uplach. They made a takana that every area had its own yeshiva. Machnis noise ke ben tezayin ke ben yudzayin. The original takana was 16 years, 17 years old, you go to yeshiva. It was stung because you had to travel. So there's no takana for little children. What's so strange? I made a takana for 16 year olds, 17 year olds. Suffice it, the father still taught him. I think there was a Mishnah say, I forget. It says 5 years old, you learn Chumash. 10 years old, you learn what? You learn Mishnah. And 15 years old, you learn Gemara. So just like you can have 6 years old, you get to 5. So Tezayin, 16, means right after 15. In other words, when you start learning Gemara, then you go to Yeshiva. That's what it sounds like. When you start learning Gemara, it says in Shulchan Aruch that a father is mechuyev to teach his son Chumash and Mishnah. And if he can't teach himself, he's mechuyev to hire someone. But Gemara, if he can't do it himself, he's potter. He can't. The halacha doesn't force the father to spend money to be melamed his child Gemara. Only Chumash and Mishnayis. Mishnayis means halacha, halacha psuka. But Gemara, the father is not mechuyev to spend money. My nafkamina, Rabban used to say, nafkamina, that people ask about taking off a maisa money. Tuition for a child. I'm held that for just like you can't on any mitzvah, you can't spend ma'aser money. You can't buy a lulav with ma'aser money. So on teaching your child when he learns chumash and mishnayis, that's your chiyuv. You have to spend money. So on that you can't spend ma'aser money. Mishnayis nitalin the halacha b'sukkah. Because ma'aser not learning Gemara. What? But calls a man. He's when he starts to learn Gemara. A lot of the money goes for Rebbe is teaching the Gemara. So that money, you can take off master money. You can't take off the whole tuition. Part of tuition is for English. But for whatever part of the tuition is, whatever percentage of the learning is Gemara, which once a boy gets to sixth grade and on, it's the rise of his day. So he said that you can take off. Because there's no chiyuv as a state shalchan aruch. What? Better what? Girls. The girls is a little more complicated. A girls' school is. The Moshe has a tshuva about a girls' school. It makes things very complicated in tshuva. I'll start talking about it now, we're going to get totally sidetracked. But we're just getting back here. So, Mishaya Rabbi Kayasalav Machis by the Yatzah. So it's funny, part of the Takanim Shul Ben Gamla was to change the rules. If I say the Etzem rule was right. If you're not learning, so leave. Don't stay. Ashava Yeshua ben Gamla v'tikin. Shu meshiva v'lam deitaykes b'chol medina medina b'chol yaviyim. First of all, every city has to have a malam. U'machnis n'ay say b'men sheish ben sheva. And you have to have yeshivas for children when they're 6 years old. Or 7 years old, depending on their ability. And the whole system of yeshivas he set up. Omalei Rav of Shimon ben Shilas, Shmuel bar Shilas. So Shilas was an expert rabbi. We had him in the first parak of the Agadita. He was a rabbi that says Benu Hakadosh met him. He's going for a walk, and he said, "I think 13 years I didn't take a day off from yeshiva. Even now, I'm going for a walk. Daiti aleihem. I have to think through what to do with my talmidim." That was what the Gemara said. But at any rate, Adshis like the Kabul, when the two young don't take them in, become the Eloch Kabul. Va'asvi like a Tura, and stuff him like a shar, teach him a lot. Va'amalei Ravlam, Shmo Bar Shilas, ki machis li yanuka, like Timchei Ela Ba'akas of the Masani. When you hit them with shoelaces. I think if I remember correctly, the Ben Yehuda says, you should have something that looks scary. A scary looking strap, but it shouldn't hurt. So it'll scare them, but it won't hurt them. The kari, the loy kari, lahavitzav salachavre. If he learns, he learns. If you see he's not going to learn, whatever you do, so let him sit in the classroom. Let him just have good friends in the classroom. He shouldn't go out in the street. So you'll be sure that godless takana, about yeshivas. So there are two parts to this Gemara. One is to understand the way yeshivas are supposed to run, but that's not our main sugya. Our main sugya is to understand what's going on here. What does this have to do with our mission? Now there are two ways to learn. Listen carefully. I'd like you to look at the Shulchan Aruch tomorrow and understand it. You should come in and roll up your sleeves and learn the way it has to be. You can either learn Pshat and Rishu ben Gamla. It would be tremendous nafkaminis. Choice number one is if Rishu ben Gamla made a takana that neighbors can't stop a yeshiva from opening. It's part of his takana. That's what the Gemara is saying. He made takanas for yeshivas. He made a bunch of takanas. Yeshiva has to be from 6 years old. And a yeshiva has to be even for kids that don't want to learn. And also, neighbors can't stop a yeshiva from opening. It's a takana. A pishur sadin, you could. That's part of the takana. You can't stop a yeshiva from opening. That's derech number one. Derech number two. No, the Gemara doesn't say Rishon ben Gamla made any takana about neighbors. Rishon ben Gamla's takana was that it's not the father's job to make a yeshiva, it's the community's job. It's a chiyuv hatzibur. Once it's a chiyuv hatzibur, then maybe it's poshut, you can't stop them. Because anything that's a chiyuv hatzibur, you can't stop. Not because you need a special takana. The takana was a yeshiva is a tzibur dikadin. Once it's a tzibur dikadin, then maybe you can't stop it. The tremendous nafkamina, the two ways of learning. Why doesn't someone want to open a shul in your neighborhood? You don't want a shul. There's not going to be any parking places, there'll be noise. If you learn the first way, a yeshiva was a shul ben gamla's takana. A shul wasn't his takana. You can stop a shul. If you learn the second way, that yeshiva is a chiddush, that it's a chiyuv hatzibur. A shul, which is certainly a chiyuv hatzibur, a shul, of course you cannot be ma'ak. There's a nafkamina between the two ways. And as we'll see, that's certainly at the machlokes on the page of Shulchan Aruch. You learn the Shulchan Aruch, you learn with the shach and taz, there's a small taz on the side. Important taz, they're not the shach, the sman, the taz. Sorry, they have a machlokes. And this is for tomorrow. It's as I said, it's a very geshmak.